Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now, the destruction we're seeing in Florida after Ian, something that could happen here in Southern California after a major earthquake. That raises questions about our level of preparedness here for a natural disaster. Ross Stein, earthquake expert, CEO and co-founder of Temblor, which provides information about earthquakes. Ross, thanks for being here. So I guess first thing to note is we are definitely overdue for a big one, yeah?
Well, we're certainly, it's certainly in our future. You know, we really can't tell. Earthquakes can't be predicted. So it's very, very hard to know when and where it'll strike. But Southern California has lots of targets, and we're all going to experience them.
Well, you know, we were talking before in the earlier segments how in Florida, most people do not have flood insurance. And that's going to be a problem because a lot of people erroneously think that FEMA is going to come in and kind of rebuild their homes for them. And that's not going to happen. Here in Southern California, what's the situation with earthquake insurance and how much or how little help in the event of the big one can people expect from the federal government?
Well, it's much the same story. About 15% of homeowners have earthquake insurance, and that's a pretty small number for a state that is exposed to such a high peril. Now, insurance isn't the only game in town. Most of us who live in homes that were not built recently can seismically retrofit them, strengthen them, so they'll be more resilient, so we won't have as much damage and won't need as much financial wherewithal to prepare. So really, there's a two-step process here of thinking about insurance, thinking about retrofit as our first line of defense. And beyond that, all of us should have earthquake emergency kits in our homes and in our cars.
I was going to say, my gift to everyone who moves to town is an earthquake kit. And then they laugh at me like, oh, thanks, that's so funny. I'm like, no, I don't think you understand. Like, you're actually going to need this if you live here long enough. Do you think people just think that they're ready? Like, oh, I've got some soup and I've got some rice or something. I'll be fine.
I have a bag
and some water.
I have Chips Ahoy
right
in my cabinet.
Get the Oreos ready and you'll ride it out. But
exactly.
Like, if you really go through the steps, like, okay, we're talking maybe days without power. You should probably have cash because your card isn't going to work. Like, you got to really actually sit down and think about this for a minute.
Yes, you do. And I think your gift is an absolutely beautiful one because it's an expression of love to help the people you care about prepare for and live through an earthquake. And you're exactly right. You need food. You need water. You need a solar cell so that you can charge your cell phone. And you need warm clothes and you need gloves. Unfortunately, we already all have masks, so we don't have to add that to the kit. But yeah, everybody should have a kit. And here's another one that just costs a couple of dollars, but makes a big difference. Put an international orange whistle on your keychain. Because if you get caught in a building that collapses, nobody is going to dig you out unless they're certain you're alive. And you can whistle for a long, long time, very loudly, and then people will know you're there. And as a side benefit, you'll never lose your keys again if you have an international orange whistle.
As you said that, I see Mike is writing that down. Is that something that's not in your
kit?
Well,
no, I wrote the solar charger because I think I've got one of those like big kind of battery pack things where you can like jumpstart a car, or, like blow up tires too. And so I can charge something for a while. But I was like, you know what, if like that, because even that needs a charge. Mm-hmm. And I probably will forget, maybe dead. It's dead now. So I thought that solar charger was a pretty good idea.
But what about the whistle?
I'll get a whistle too.
Yeah, you got a whistle too. What about, I realize you're an earthquake expert, but we of course also have a problem with fires and smoke. And for many, many people, depending on how smoky it is and how close that smoke is to where you happen to live, that presents its own emergency, doesn't it?
That's right. And of course, earthquakes have concrete dust. So they really have this in common. So a good mask, like an N95 mask that we know about all too well, would be great protection in an earthquake kit and would be just as useful in a fire. But I would say that the yin and yang here is that we have become so focused on wildfire and, of course, on hurricanes and Hurricane Ian, that we've kind of willed earthquakes out of existence. And I think that people have decided or hoping that earthquakes won't come again. But earthquakes for California are the 500-pound gorilla in the room. It is the one we really all are responsible to be prepared for.
Ross Stein, earthquake expert, CEO, co-founder of Temblor, provides info about earthquakes. You know what else I've got in the kit?
Yeah.
Bottle of whiskey.
A bottle of whiskey?
Mm-hmm.
Is that like for an emergency or what?
Well, you know, it's going to be rough. So.
So it'll take away some of the pain?
Exactly.
Is that the idea?
Yeah.
Okay.
Multiple uses.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.